When the ship was empty, they sent us to another little village to the northwest of Naples, and we were sitting there waiting for a convoy. And then we suddenly realized that the ships that were there, and the empty ships, were being used to supply the army right up at the front lines. They'd load the ship with a loaded truck with men in it and supplies in it, and take the ship up at night into Anzio beachhead and empty the trucks onto the ground, and the trucks would drive off into the night, and before light came they had to take that ship out of there because the Germans were on the Monte Cassino and they could see us. Mm-hmm. And they could draw a nice bead on the ships that were there, so no ships were left there during the daytime. Mm-hmm. So that's one dangerous port I missed, and was very happy to miss that one. Mm-hmm. We came back and went down round Sicily and over to Gibraltar and picked up a new convoy across the Atlantic and went home. I was happy. I stayed on that ship because they needed a bosun, and the captain and chief mate persuaded me to go as a bosun. And I was 20 or 20, 21 by then, and it was very difficult for me to give orders to men who were older than I was, but we got along fine. And that second trip over, we were in the town of Arzew in North Africa, and one night they brought in an American destroyer, tied it up to us because there was no more room in the harbor. So they tied it to us, and the American sailors hadn't had American food for a long time, and they were swarming aboard our ship and looking us over, and they found me and quizzed me and tried to show how much I did not know. How do you find out what size of wires to use on your winches? I said 5/8. How do you know that? Well, that's the kind that we found on there, so replace them with the same size, 5/8. Oh, and it was very interesting to cope with the American Navy, who knew so much. Mm-hmm. Or thought they did.
Right.
But we did all right that way.